This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Somehow we've already reached the month of August, and the Quad Cities River Bandits are in Peoria, Illinois, ready to kick off a new month and continue their six-game series against the Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Welcome into the broadcast, everybody. As always, Kyle Kercheval joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Wherever you're tuned in from tonight, thanks for being here for Game 3 of the six-game series and for Quad Cities Game number 98 of the 2024 campaign. Well, the River Bandits evened up this series at a game apiece yesterday. It was a rare Wednesday afternoon contest. The Bandits, though, got the victory in the matinee. Final score of 4-1. The Bandits got on the board first, courtesy of Dustin Dickerson, who launched a two-run homer off Bryson Motz in the top of the third inning. The Bandits then tacked on two more in the fourth on a bases-loaded two-run single off the bat of Kyle Hayes. Quad Cities took a 4-0 lead into the bottom of the fourth, and that was more than enough for their starter Ryan Ramsey, who was phenomenal in his sixth start of the year. Ramsey pitched five scoreless innings, gave up just two hits and four total base runners while striking out five. Ramsey went on to win his second game of the season as the bullpen filled in nicely behind him. A.J. Block pitched the sixth and threw a scoreless frame with a couple of strikeouts. Chaz Martinez did give up the only run of the game to Peoria, but it was an unearned tally as a run came in on an error. Martinez went an inning and two-thirds and also picked up two strikeouts. And then Ben Sears pitched the final out of the eighth and picked up all three outs of the ninth for a four-out save and his team-leading 11th of the season. And with that effort, Sears now tied for the top mark in the Midwest League. So Quad Cities enters today after the win, 15-17 in the second half. They're just 5.5 games out of the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who technically lead the division here in the second half, but because they won the first half, the Bandits are chasing Cedar Rapids for that final playoff spot, and Quad Cities is only three games behind the Colonels. For Peoria, they're 16-16 in the second half, just a spot above Quad Cities, two games behind the Twins affiliate. Let's go ahead and jump into this Thursday night matchup with today's starting lineups. We begin with the Peoria Chiefs, the High A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. They are managed by Patrick Anderson. As I mentioned, they're an even 500 in the second half, 42-55 overall. And here at Dozier Park, they're 18-26. Leading off, they'll have the shortstop, Brody Moore. The Cardinals' number six prospect, Chase Davis, will again bat second and play center field. Leonardo Bernal is back in the lineup after a day off yesterday, batting third and doing the catching. Batting fourth, it's the third baseman, Trey Page. He's gotten off to a hot start in his first few games in High A. Trey Richardson bats fifth. He's at second base. Cade Kretschmar makes his High A debut and bats sixth for the Chiefs while serving as the DH. Juan Bincho is over in right field batting seventh. Gianfranco Salazar bats eighth and plays first. And batting ninth, it's the left fielder Alex Iadesernia. It's a familiar face on the mound for the Peoria Chiefs tonight. The 24-year-old right-hander Enohan Paniagua will make his 20th appearance of the season, his 15th start, and his 8th career start against Quad Cities. Paniagua's been in Peoria going back to 2022. This year, he is 7-6 with a 3.54 ERA, 88 strikeouts, and 86 in a third innings. He's coming off of a really solid month of July. His last time out, though, was his worst in the month. He took the loss against South Bend on the 26th, giving up 4 runs in 5 innings on 6 hits with a couple of hit batsmen, 2 walks, and 4 strikeouts. We'll talk more about the Dominican-born right-hander later, but now it's time to jump to the starting lineup for the Quad Cities River Bandits, the High A affiliate of the Kansas City Royals, who are managed for the third straight season by Brooks Conrad. The Bandits are 15-17 in the second half, 45-52 overall, and 23-27 on the road. Leading off for QC, it is the shortstop Dustin Dickerson. Spencer Nivens will bat second and serve as the DH. And batting third back in center, it's Carson Rockefeller. He had a terrific run-saving catch yesterday. Batting fourth, it's the third baseman Trevor Werner. The switch-hitting first baseman, Shervin Newton, hits fifth. And batting sixth at second, Justin Johnson. Omar Hernandez will handle the catching duties and bats seventh. Gene Ramirez hits eighth and plays right. And across the way in left field, it's Davies Nadal rounding out the lineup card. On the mound for Quad Cities, it's the former Padres product and the former Duke Blue Devil, 22-year-old Henry Williams, who will toe the rubber for the 17th time as a Bandit. He makes his 16th start of the season today and his 4th appearance against the Peoria Chiefs. Williams, 2-4 on the season with a 4.60 ERA. He's got 73 strikeouts to 34 walks in just over 76 innings. He looked really solid last week against the Cedar Rapids Colonels. He got the start on July 26th and went 5 strong innings, giving up just 2 runs on 3 hits with 2 walks, while also picking up a career-high 8 strikeouts. Williams with 8 strikeouts in 5 innings, and he just needed 78 pitches. 49 of those went for a strike. So Williams will try to stay hot as he takes on Peoria for already the 4th time this season. One thing that will dominate the conversation with these starters is their splits, specifically home and road. And for Williams, at Modern Woman Park, he owns a 2.44 ERA. On the road, just 7.59. Same goes for Peoria's starter, Enohan Paniagua, whose splits are even more drastic than that. At home, Paniagua's been one of the best pitchers in all of High A, posting a 170 earned run average in 11 appearances. On the road, Paniagua with just a 6.48 ERA in 8 appearances. There's an almost 100-point difference in opponent batting average for Paniagua. A 174 OBA at home. Teams are hitting 264 against him on the road. The advantage, though, based on those splits, goes to Paniagua tonight as he and the rest of the Chiefs host Quad Cities for Game 3 of this 6-game series. First pitch from downtown Peoria comes your way next on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits, it's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bandits Baseball is back on the air. It's game three of a six-game series between Quad Cities and the Peoria Chiefs, the high-A affiliate of the St. Louis Cardinals. Once again, Kyle Kercheval welcoming you into the broadcast booth here at Dozier Park, and it's going to be a warm evening in downtown Peoria. The first pitch temperature's only going to clock in the low 80s, but with a humidity level at 77%, things as they were yesterday going to be a little sweaty. Peoria on the field right now. Their starting pitcher, Inohan Paniagua, completes his warm-up tosses. Paniagua, 24 years old. He's been in the Cardinals system since 2017, and he has spent time in Peoria going back to 2022. Here in 2024, he owns a 7-6 record with a 3.54 ERA. It's his 20th appearance and his 15th start of the season, and believe it or not, his 8th career start against Quad Cities. That's the most of any pitcher in the Midwest League since 2021. It's his 5th start against the Bandits this season, and tonight he'll face Dustin Dickerson, Spencer Nivens, and Carson Rockefort as the top third of Quad Cities lineup. Home plate umpire for Game 3 of the series is Spencer Kim. His partner, Connor Crowell, who patrols the bases and is currently down the first baseline. The Bandits are back in the road grays as they were yesterday, and Peoria returns to action in the home whites. Dustin Dickerson's in the box, ready to go. The first pitch from Paniagua misses outside, and we are underway at 6:37 Central Time here at Dozier Park. Paniagua works out of the full windup. His 1-0 is slapped into right field for a base hit. A nice opposite field cut from Dustin Dickerson, and the Bandits have their leadoff man on to start the ball game. Dickerson was responsible for half of Quad City's runs yesterday with a 2-run homer in the third, his second blast of the season. But a single to start tonight brings up Spencer Nivens, the left-handed hitting designated hitter. Third baseman Page will play even with the bag, anticipating a bunt. First pitch, Nivens not bunting, takes down and in for ball one. Paniagua stands at 6'1", 170 pounds, and hails from Bonao in the Dominican Republic. Out of the stretch, he pitches from the extreme first base side of the rubber. He fires the 1-0, and Evans takes outside for ball two. His arsenal includes five pitches: fastball, sinker, curveball, changeup. He comes set right above the chest. Now the 2-0 is a strike on the inner half, 2-1. Nivens had a relatively quiet day yesterday, but he did reach base with a first inning single. 1-for-5 in the contest. He was also caught stealing second after he reached via the first inning hit. 2-1. Low and inside, 3 balls and 1 strike. Nivens has hits in 9 of his last 10 ball games. And if you've been following Quad Cities as of late, you know the kind of strides he's made at the plate. Dickerson gets his lead again from first. Salazar holds him. 3-1 pitch to Nivens is cut on and missed. A changeup got him in front. It's tipped into Bernal's glove for strike two. From June to July, Nivens experienced a 41-point jump in his batting average. He's hitting 184 as of tonight. But that really does not tell the full story for him. Since the second half has started, he's been one of the best hitters in Quad City's lineup. 3-2 pitch. There goes Dickerson, and Nivens hits a high fly ball deep to right field. Joe looks up at the warning track, and it sails out of here majestically, bouncing out of the concourse for a two-run homer. Talk about strides at the plate. Nivens launches his 6th blast of the year, and Quad City's 2 batters into the game has a 2-0 lead. That's the 10th home run allowed this season by Paniagua. He's now given up 1 in each of his last 3 starts. And it clears the bases for Carson Rockefort, still with nobody out. First pitch to Rock is low for ball one. Second delivery on the way. That's outside, 2-0. With that home run, Nivens has 6 on the air. That ties Rockefort's number, 2-0. Called strike on the high inside corner. 2 balls, 1 strike. Rock has kind of been in an opposite situation compared to Nivens. 2-1. Swing and a miss. Out in front of a breaking ball. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Since the calendar flipped to July, he's really struggled. Rock with just 1 extra base hit last month. That was a double against Peoria back on July 9th. 2-2 from Paniagua. Curveball down and in. It's a full count. Rock's average has dipped to 194 on the season as the payoff pitch comes home. And he takes called strike 3, a curveball on the outer edge. Rock tried to sell ball 4, taking a hard step towards first base, but Spencer Kim was not influenced, and he rings up Rockefort for the first out of the frame. Quad Cities with a 2-0 lead here in the top of the first. A 2-run bomb off the bat of Spencer Nivens has given Quad Cities the early advantage. 1 out, nobody on for Trevor Werner. He'll take in the dirt for ball 1. Trevor did not record a hit yesterday, so he saw an 8-game hit streak come to an end. 1-1. Rather, the 1-0 pitch misses low. Now it's 2 balls and no strikes. He did, though, work a walk to extend an on-base streak, which now sits at 14 games. The pitch. Line drive into left field, the base hit. It'll 3-hop into Aya Desernia's glove. Quad Cities has its 3rd knock in this opening frame. A 1-out single from Werner. So as Shervin Newton gets comfortable in the batter's box, let's set the Chiefs defense for you. They'll have Davis in center, the aforementioned Aya Desernia in left, Cho's in right field. Moore's the shortstop, Richardson's at second, Page at third, Salazar at first, Leonardo Bernal, the Cardinals' number 8 prospect, is the catcher. First pitch to Newton tonight. Clips the low outside corner for a called strike 1. Shervin's playing in his eighth game this season for Quad Cities, but it's his 200th career high A game, going back to 2 years ago with Brooklyn when he was in the Mets system. 0-1, low and inside, one ball and one strike. In 200 high A games, Newton's played now 104 with Quad Cities. He got to see Paniagua a couple of times last year when these squads met up. 1-1. Down and in. Two balls and one strike. He was one of the best hitters in the league against Peoria last season. As time is called by Bernal, the Chiefs catcher wants to talk things over with his battery mate. Against Peoria last year, in 15 games, Newton hit .353 with 9 extra base hits and an OPS over 1,100. He also homered off Paniagua last year on September 2nd. Bernal taking his time to get back towards home plate as Newton puts a foot in the left-handed batter's box. Quad Cities leads 2-0 in the top of the first, and they still have a man at first with one out. Paniagua ready to resume. The right-hander fires, and Newton swings over top of a changeup for strike two. Newton is 4 for his first 27 since being transferred to Quad Cities from AA Northwest Arkansas a couple of weeks ago. The 2-2 pitch, yanked foul down the right field line. It just gets over the fence onto the berm in foul territory and then skips towards the netting, protecting the adjacent street. He's getting the start at first base today. And with Kale Emshoff's promotion earlier this year and Brett Squire's injury, it's likely that Newton will spend most of his time there this year. 2-2 again, curveball, got him looking. Called strike three on the outer edge. Paniagua strikes out Newton on the exact same pitch he got Rockeford on. Two down here in the first. So even though the Bandits have a couple of runs, three hits in this inning, Paniagua does have a pair of backwards Ks. That gives him 90 in 15 starts this season. And up to the plate comes the Bandits' six-hole bat, the second baseman Justin Johnson. Right on right, Paniagua delivers. It misses outside for ball one. The fastball was not located. Well, even though Johnson is struggling against Peoria this year, batting just .122, he hit .279 in the month of July, probably his best offensive month as a Bandit. 1-0. Slow curveball finds the outer edge for a called strike one. JJ was not a huge fan of the call. Johnson hit .279 in July after batting just .157 in June. In his last 13 games of July, he hit .333 with an .814 OPS. 1-1. Werner takes off. Fastball's high and away. Throw down to second from Bernal. Got him. Richardson applies the tag to Werner's left arm, and that'll do it for Quad Cities in the top of the first. The Bandits, though, land the opening blow courtesy of Spencer Niven's two-run shot. Bandits lead by a pair going to the bottom of the first on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Mm-hmm.
run homer for Spencer Nivens has staked Quad City starter Henry Williams to a 2-0 lead. Bottom of the first underway with Brody Moore leading it off for Peoria. Right on right, first pitch from Williams is a fastball taken for strike one. Top third of the order for the Chiefs is Moore, Davis, and Bernal. Henry delivers the 0-1. That's high. One ball, one strike. Williams is making his fourth appearance against the Chiefs this year. His only relief outing of the season was against Peoria, but all the other three were starts. As Moore hops one quickly over to short, but Dickerson picks it up and fires across to first base for the first out. Good contact off the bat of the Chiefs shortstop, but one shortstop grounds out to another. Then it brings up Chase Davis with one out and the base is empty. Against Peoria this year, Williams has a 4.73 ERA, just a couple of ticks above his season earned run average, which sits at an even 4.60. First pitch to Chase Davis today is down the left field line, just foul, lined into the Bandits bullpen. Davis made his high A debut for Peoria on Tuesday and went 1-for-4 with a 2-run single. Yesterday, he went 3-for-5 with 3 singles. Neither of them drove in a run, but he is clearly off to a solid start here in his Chiefs tenure. 4 for his first 9 with 2 driven in. Peoria center fielder now just stepping back into the box as Williams gets a new sign from Hernandez. Here's the next pitch. Foul tip off Hernandez. And he wears strike 2 on Davis. Home plate umpire Spencer Kim will give him a moment to walk it off. Davis started the season in single-A Palm Beach, as many of the current Chiefs position players did. He is the number 6 prospect in the Cardinals system. 0-2. Williams fires a curveball, but can't get Davis to chase in the dirt. 1-2. Bandits infield shifted slightly towards right, playing Davis to pull. He has a big open stance in the left-handed box. 1-2, soft grounder, stabbed by Williams. He'll flip over to Newton at first base, and Davis is retired 1-3 for the second out. Now, Williams didn't need him on that play, but here's how the rest of the Bandits align. Rockefort's in center, per usual, with Davies, Nadal in left. Gene Ramirez is in right field. Dickerson and Johnson make up the middle infield at short and second base, as here's the first pitch to Leonardo Bernal. It's tapped weakly to the right side. Newton picks it up on a couple of hops, flips to Williams covering, and that ends the inning. Well, obviously, Newton at first, Warner at third. Omar Hernandez does the catching, and for Henry Williams, it's a clean 1-2-3 bottom of the first. We go to the second with Quad Cities in front, 2-0. Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
After starting his night with a 2-0 advantage, Henry Williams pitches to contact in the bottom of the first inning and needs just 8 total pitches to retire the side. We start the second with Justin Johnson at the plate. He was hitting when Trevor Warner made the final out in the top of the first. He was caught stealing second base by Leonardo Bernal. It's kind of been an issue for the Bandits this week. Normally, they're one of the better base-stealing teams in the league. However, through not even three full games of this series, they've made five outs on the base paths. Inohan Paniagua back to work. Chiefs right-hander starts Johnson low and away with a curveball. J.J. Hernandez and Ramirez do up for Brooks Conrad's crew. 1-0. Called strike in the low outside corner. 1-1. The Bandits tagged Paniagua for two runs on three hits in the top of the first inning. Obviously, the two-run shot from Nivens, the big one. Here's a slider from Paniagua. It finds the top of the zone for a called strike two, and Johnson will use his timeout. The former Demon Deacon is playing in his 69th game for Quad Cities this year, batting 209 with 12 doubles and 17 driven in. 1-2 pitch. Curveball. Called strike three on the inner half. All three of Paniagua's strikeouts have come on the curveball, and all three have been looking. To Rockeford and Newton, that pitch was on the outer half of the strike zone. To Johnson, through the front door. So quickly, one out and nobody on for the Bandits catcher, Omar Hernandez. First pitch, fastball skips in the dirt for ball one. Quad Cities is 15-17 here in the second half. 5.5 games behind the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, who for the second straight half lead the division. 1-0. Called strike on the outer edge, 1-1. Peoria just a game above Quad Cities at 16-16. Both clubs chasing the Cedar Rapids Colonels for that last playoff spot. 1-1. Fastball on the low outside corner for a called strike two. Hernandez did not like Spencer Kim's decision. He gives a look to the umpires. He steps out, asks for time, and adjusts his batting gloves. Paniagua trying to pick up his fourth strikeout already. 1-2. Sails way high and outside to even the count. 2-2. Hernandez is a 206 hitter this year. One homer, nine driven in. He's batting an even 300 against Peoria, though. 2-2. Foul to the screen. He'll stay alive. He's got five doubles on this season, and four have come against the Chiefs. He had two of those in the series opener on Tuesday. 2-2. Got him looking. Strike three on a heater right down Main Street. Three straight strikeouts for Paniagua. And back-to-back K's in the second. Puts two outs with nobody on for Gene Ramirez. He's got the eight-hole duties for Quad Cities tonight, as he did yesterday. First pitch, low for ball one. Gene went 1-for-3 with a single, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored last night. 1-0. Low and inside, it's ball two. He's batting a .185 in his second season with the Bandits. Paniagua's 2-0. Is a sinker on the low outside corner for a strike. He'll mix up that sinker along with the fastball. The pitch. Wave and a miss right back to it. Ramirez can't connect. And now home plate umpire Spencer Kim holds up a stop sign to the Bandits dugout. Someone is chirping towards the plate. And Spencer does not like it. Ramirez steps back into the box. Paniagua's already ready. 2-2. Curveball, strike three, again looking. Five strikeouts in two innings for Inohan Paniagua. All five backwards Ks in the scorebook. He punches out the side in the second, but Quad Cities leads 2-0 going to the bottom half on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
After giving up three hits, including a two-run homer in his first frame of action, Inohan Paniagua strikes out the side in the top of the second. And the Bandits now back on the field with Henry Williams ready to pitch to Trey Page. Quad Cities leads Peoria 2-0, looking for back-to-back wins against their interdivision rivals. Page, Trey Richardson, and Cade Kretschmar do up. Right on left, first pitch on the way to Page. He shows bunt, pokes it down the third baseline. Williams field to the bare hand, but he's got no throw. That was a perfectly placed bunt about 30 feet down the third baseline, and by the time Williams got to it, Page was basically already on the bag. So after a 1-2-3 first frame of action, Williams deals with a leadoff base runner in the second. Page is aboard for another Trey in Trey Richardson. Peoria's second baseman today. Right on right, Williams fires from the stretch and finds the low outside corner for strike one. Henry is 22 years old. He stands on the hill at 6'5", 228 pounds. As you may have been able to guess, he was a basketball star in addition to all the baseball success he had in high school. A native of Greenwich, Connecticut. Lettered four seasons in basketball at Darien High School. 0-1 to Richardson. Trey grounds one to the left side. Backhand stop Dickerson. He goes to second for one. On to first. Not in time. Richardson too speedy. Great play though by Dickerson to get the lead runner Page. He had to throw completely against his body. Basically a 180 degree throw. 6-4 to get Page. Richardson safe on the fielder's choice with one away. And Cade Kretschmar stepping to the dish. Left-handed batter facing the righty Williams. First pitch. Down and away for ball one. Cade is 24 years old. Played collegiately at both Dartmouth and the University of California. 1-0. Richardson takes off. Pitch high and away. The throw from second, or to second rather, is not in time. Richardson swipes the bag as Hernandez's throw was late and a bit offline. Richardson swipes his eighth bag in 10 tries this year. Chiefs move a man into scoring position with one out for Kretschmar, who's in a 2-0 count. The pitch. Check swing, pitch in the dirt. Off for third goes Richardson. And looks like there was contact. It's a foul ball. Kretschmar did get a piece of it. Spencer Kim, the plate umpire, was all over it. Threw his hands up. And now Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs skipper and third base coach, is asking for a bit of an explanation. And after just a few words were exchanged, PA gets what's going on. It was a foul ball. 2-1 count on Kretschmar. Bandits lead 2-0 in the bottom of the second. There's one out on the board. Williams looks to second a couple of times. Now the pitch. Another check swing, but it doesn't matter. It's a called strike in the low outside corner. Kretschmar hit 273 with two homers and 34 driven in for single-A Palm Beach before his promotion just a couple of days ago. He was part of a slew of Cardinals roster moves. Williams 2-2 pitch. Fastball outside. Hernandez bluffs a pick to second. Richardson slowly makes his way back unfazed. Played three seasons at Dartmouth, his last in 2022. Kretschmar completed his collegiate career at Cal Berkeley in 2023. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a miss. Williams got him on a changeup. That's the second out of the inning and the first punchy for Henry. So Kretschmar strikes out in his first at-bat as a Chief this year. And that brings up the left fielder, Juan Bencho. Another left-handed hitter. Peoria's right fielder today. And the Cardinals' number 10 prospect per MLB pipeline. Cho batting 227 this year. Two homers, 22 driven in. He was 0 for 4 yesterday. Williams fires. First pitch down and away for ball one. Richardson has terrific speed over at second base, so any kind of base hit into the outfield likely gets Peoria on the scoreboard. They trail 2-0. Here's Henry's 1-0. Fastball just low and away. Two balls, no strikes. As I mentioned earlier in the broadcast, Williams originally a San Diego Padres prospect. He was drafted by the National League West Club in the third round in 2022 out of Duke. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Great slider. Cho chases down and away for strike one. But in August of last year, August 1st actually, a year to today, Williams was traded from San Diego to the Royals in the Scott Barlow deal. 2-1 coming home. Shanked foul over the third base side. Count evens at two balls and two strikes. Last year, Henry was in single A Lake Elsinore in the California League and made 12 starts for the Padres affiliate and was traded at the deadline for a Royals reliever who helped the Padres close out last season. 2-2 count, a man at second, two outs. The pitch, curveball missed outside, three balls, two strikes. Williams has that standard four-pitch mix, fastball, slider, curveball, changeup. Obviously, the changeup much more frequent against left-handed hitters. We saw him strike out Kretschmar on one just a moment ago. Righty sets at the chest. 3-2 is tapped foul off Cho's foot, and he hunches over in some pain, now hobbling up the first base line. Clearly, Cho's shaken up, but it looks like he's going to get back in the batter's box. Does a little 360 around the home plate circle, now back in there. Richardson still standing at second base after swiping it not long ago. Williams trying to strand him. Another 3-2. Soft liner into left field. It drops for a base hit. Nadal rushes to it and fires towards the plate, but the throw is offline and Richardson scores. Werner cuts it off before it can get towards the dugout. Peoria is on the board. It's now 2-1 Bandits in the second. Juan Bencho comes through with a two-out, two-strike RBI single. He drives in his 23rd run of the year. And now the tying run is at first base for John Frank Salazar. That was not a bad pitch by any means. Williams went down and away with something off speed, and Cho just reached out and poked it over Dickerson. First pitch to Salazar, low, taken for ball one. John Frank is playing in his 17th game with Peoria this season. Yesterday, he hit fifth for the Chiefs, but went 0 for 4. 1-0. Down and away. Two balls, no strikes. Today, he hits eighth, and that's because Patrick Anderson is adjusting his lineup card based on the Bandit starter. As a right-handed hitter, Salazar's been better against lefties this year, so that's why he was moved up against Ryan Ramsey. 2-0. Called strike. Back pick to first. Not in time. Cho dives back safely ahead of Newton's tag. But now with another righty on the hill, Salazar bumps down a couple of spots, and guys like Kretschmar and Cho and Page will exist in that middle third. Pickoff throw to first from Williams, and again, back safely is Cho. Henry threw just 8 pitches in the first inning. He's thrown 11 here in the second. 2-1. Curveball down and in. 3-1. Correction. This will be 21 pitches for Williams. There's a reason why I'm a broadcaster. Not exactly a mathematician up here. 3-1 pitch. Awkward swing and miss. As Salazar tried to check his swing on a pitch high and in, but went around. Connor Crowell confirms on the appeal. Base umpire signals strike two. And once again, Williams has a batter in a 3-2 count with two outs. It means Cho will get a head start at first base. Williams sets. And here's the payoff. Ground ball sharply hit, but to the shortstop, Dickerson. He fields glove side, throws to first, and retires Salazar to end the inning. The Chiefs, though, get on the board courtesy of a Juan Bincho RBI single. Quad Cities, however, still in front 2-1 as we go to the third on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Start of the third inning here at Dozier Park. Kyle Kirchival joining you here on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Appreciate you tuning in to start the month of August with us. Hopefully you're drinking something cold or hanging out in an air-conditioned room somewhere. Here in Peoria, temperatures technically in the low 80s, but with high humidity levels, it is a warm evening. Sun is splattered across the majority of the outfield, but most of the infield starting to get some shade as the sun sets behind the third base side. Still plenty of sun, though, bouncing off downtown Peoria beyond the center field wall. Davies Nadal leads off the top of the third for Quad Cities, a left-handed batter to face the righty Inohan Paniagua. First pitch, curveball down and inside for ball one. This is the first time we've seen Nadal this week, playing in his first game since last Sunday. Pitch. Another curveball down and in, 2-0. Game number 38 for the Bandits utility man. He's batting 148 this summer. The pitch. Fastball, that finds the low inside corner for a called strike one. It's been a tough year offensively for Nadal, but if he's had some success, a lot of it's come against Peoria. He swings through a slider and the count's 2-2. Again, a 148 average on the season for Davies, but against Peoria, he's hitting 292. Nadal, 2-for-20 in the month of July, trying to turn it around with a fresh month. 2-2. Outside, count goes full. Paniagua's struck out four straight River Bandits batters. He K'd the side in order in the second. Payoff pitch. Called strike three, another K via the Uncle Charlie. He plasters it on the low inside corner. Nadal watches it sail by. And it's now five consecutive Ks for Paniagua. All but one of his outs today have come via the strikeout. And every single K is backwards in the scorebook. So back to the top of the order now for Dustin Dickerson. One out, nobody on. First pitch, down and away for ball one. Dickerson took the second pitch of the game into right field for a leadoff single. And just a few tosses later, Spencer Nivens brought him home with a two-run homer. Spence waits on deck. Here's a 1-0 slider, pumped down the middle for a called strike one. With that hit, Dickerson is now recorded knocks in four straight games. Now he bashes a breaking ball into right center field, and it bounces in front of Davis for another single. A two-for-two start for the former Southern Miss product, and that'll snap the string of strikeouts and get Quad Cities back on the base paths. Paniagua left a breaking ball up, and Dickerson did just as you're taught to do. Sent it the opposite way. And again, he's aboard for Spencer Nivens. First pitch, way outside for ball one. Let's see how cautious Paniagua is here. At times, he has struggled with the walk in his career, but he's not issued a free pass today. Just four hits and two runs on the Nivens blast, his sixth of the season. Dickerson leads at first base, the 1-0. Fastball again outside, 2-0. Spencer has hits in 10 of his last 11 ball games. He reached safely in all but three games he played in July, 18 of 21. 2-0. Called strike on the outer half, 2-1. As everybody was sweating it up during batting practice today, I asked Spencer if this was as hot as it gets in Missouri. Of course, he's a former Missouri State Bear, a native of Columbia. He said, yeah, this is pretty close. 2-1, fouled back, two balls, two strikes. He said it's the humidity that gets you, and he absolutely nailed it. Don't let that 83-degree temperature make you think it's a nice, comfy evening at the ballpark. Maybe a little bit better if you're in the shade, though. Pickoff throw to first, back with a dive, Dickerson. There's a slight breeze, but nothing all that significant. The flags in left center field are blowing from the left field foul pole to the right field foul pole, almost perpendicular to the action. 2-2, line drive foul off the tarp on the right side. We saw that a little bit on Tuesday. The tarp actually didn't make it onto the field, but we monitored some severe weather before the series opener. Game got underway after about a 45-minute delay. Another 2-2. This is skied in the air towards right center field. Davis glides over into the alley and makes the catch, and that's the second out. Good AB from Nivens, but Paniagua eventually sets him down. That's the first out he's picked up tonight that has not been a strikeout. Werner was caught stealing in the first inning for the only other out up to that point. Bandits up 2-1 in the top of the third inning. They have a man at first with two outs. For now, their three-hole hitter, center fielder Carson Rockefeller. First pitch. Missed low for ball one. Rock is playing in his 91st game for Quad Cities this year. He's played in 91 of the team's 98 games. That leads the club. 1-0 pitch. There goes Dusty. Swing and a miss at the plate. Bernal's throw to second is not in time as Dickerson puts a terrific slide together, going in head first, leaning on his right side and evading the tag of Brody Moore. The throw may have actually been in time. It just didn't matter. Dustin Dickerson with an athletic play to pick up his eighth stolen bag of the year. Now the 1-1 to Rockefeller hits him right on the tricep. It glances off of his arm and rolls towards the third base dugout. And that extends the inning for Trevor Werner. Paniagua plunks his 13th batter of the season. He hit two guys last week against South Bend. And now, before Werner will take some cuts, Peoria's pitching coach, Edwin Moreno, will head out to the hill. Well, hopefully, this strong offensive start for Quad Cities is a sign of things to come in the new month. The Bandits had a tough month of July in terms of offense. They hit just 218 as a team. A non-base percentage of just 304. And as a result, they weren't able to manufacture runs the way we've seen them able to do there's not a ton of power on this team, especially with injuries to Brett Squires, Carter Jensen's promotion. Some of the bigger power guys have moved on. And so now it's even more imperative for the Bandits to get guys on base. That's just not something they did last month. But here they've had quite a few traveling the paths against Paniagua. After the meeting, he goes after Trevor Werner and pumps in a curveball for strike one. Trevor has one of the Bandits' four hits, a single back in the first inning, but as I noted a moment ago, he was caught stealing the pitch. Called strike in the low outside corner, nothing in two. Werner's one of the remaining big power guys for Quad Cities. He leads the active roster with seven homers. Also has 11 doubles and three triples. We saw him leave the yard last Sunday. A three-run shot against Cedar Rapids in the series finale in Davenport. Two on, two outs, an 0-2 count. Paniagua stares down Dickerson at second base. Now he delivers. Curveball down and outside. One ball, two strikes. During this 14-game on-base streak, Werner's posted an .892 OPS with five extra base hits, eight RBIs, and nine walks to 11 strikeouts. A big improvement for him. 1-2. Another breaking ball down and away. Werner tries to check his swing, but he can't. He goes around for strike three. Paniagua K's Werner for his game's seventh strikeout in three innings. The Bandits strand two in the frame, but go to the bottom half up 2-1. This is Midwest League Baseball on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together. Goes back to work for Quad Cities. The River Bandits starter will begin the bottom of the third inning against the bottom of Peoria's lineup. The nine-hole hitter, Alex Iadesernia, leads it off, and he's followed by the one and two guys in Brody Moore and Chase Davis. So far, Williams has given up one run in two innings on two hits, no walks, and a strikeout. First pitch, Iadesernia takes a called strike one, a breaking ball on the outer edge. Alex hit eighth for PA yesterday. Put together a very solid performance. 0-1. Lined off the sweets on the left side. Actually into the sweets. Look out over there. 0-2. Fans trying to take refuge from the sun and apparently baseballs. Williams, two-strike pitch. Curveball missed away. Yesterday, Iadesernia went 2-for-3 with a pair of singles. He scored Peoria's only run and was also hit by a pitch. The 1-2. Down Main Street, strike three. Iadesernia caught looking for Williams' second strikeout of the night. And that'll flip the card over to Brody Moore. Moore is a .256 hitter this year. Second on the Chiefs active roster with 203 total bases in 84 games. Right on right, first pitch. Fastball on the outer half for strike one. He has 13 doubles, 3 homers, 29 driven in, and he leads Peoria with 16 stolen bases. The 0-1. Curveball misses the upper inside quadrant. It's 1-1. Brody yesterday had the day off. That's something he usually gets. The pitch. High fly ball in the air to center field. Going back, Rockefeller. Still going back. He makes the catch right at the front of the warning track and puts it away for the second out. That baseball had some sneaky carry on it. It sounded and looked like Moore got a little bit jammed, and maybe he did. Maybe that's the reason the ball didn't clear the fence, but with no wind help, the ball just kept going back. Although, Rockefeller had enough room to make the squeeze. Now two outs, nobody on for Chase Davis. First pitch, high and away for ball one. Davis hit one back up the middle in the first inning, but it was snagged by Williams. The 1-0. Another bouncer up the middle. This time the shortstop Dickerson has it. He picks up, throws to first, and beats Davis by a step. That ends the inning. A clean 1-2-3 frame for Henry Williams. We go to the fourth. Quad Cities in front, 2-1.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's 5 unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Ready to start the middle third of tonight's ball game. Kyle Kirchvold joining you at Dozer Park in Peoria, Illinois. The Bandits and the Chiefs in the midst of game 3 of 6 this week. Peoria took game 1, 5-3 on Tuesday. The Bandits won yesterday, 4-1, and lead 2-1 starting the fourth inning tonight. Shervin Newton's at the plate. Inohan Paniagua gets him swinging over a curveball for strike one. Newton was one of 7 strikeout victims through the first third of the ball game. 0-1. Wave and a miss at another curve. No balls, 2 strikes. Newton will ask for time. I should specify, Paniagua has 7 strikeouts. There have been 9 total Ks in the game, including the pair from Bandit starter Henry Williams. Now the 0-2 on the way. Fastball high and outside. A classic 2-strike offering there. Newton down, looking on the curveball in the first. Let's see what Paniagua attacks him with here. The pitch. He goes fastball in, and Newton leans out of the way. 2 balls, 2 strikes on the versatile infielder. Paniagua fires again. It's breaking ball, popped in the air on the left field side. Third baseman Page venturing towards the bullpen, now looking up and watching it land behind him. He either thought Aya Discernia was going to call him off, or he just lost sight of it. It lands about 3 or 4 feet to the left of the line. And it's a fortunate thing for Page. So Newton will go back towards home plate, getting a bit of a mulligan. 25-year-old is from Tilburg in the Netherlands. A Rule 5 draft of the Royals back in 2022, a minor league Rule 5 pick. Now another 2-2. Newton plops it in the air towards right and lands it in front of Cho for a base hit. That was a curveball, maybe low and outside, and somehow Newton turned on it. Got the barrel all the way around and, as I said, plopped it into right field. So from down 0-2 to standing at first base as a leadoff runner, Quad Cities with 5 early hits tonight against Paniagua. Justin Johnson now the batter. Right-hander moves into the stretch, and the first pitch is cut on and missed for strike one. Johnson, another man that struck out against Paniagua first time through the order. The 5-9 guys all struck out. 0-1. Slider a bit outside. 1-1. Justin Johnson, a native of Flemington, New Jersey, now in his second season with Quad Cities. Came here after being drafted by Wake Forest in the 10th round last year. 1-1. Turn down the left field line. That's fair and up against the wall. Newton around second base, up to third. Johnson to second with a stand-up double. Stay hot, Justin Johnson. It's his 13th two-bagger of the season. And now the Bandits really threatening with 2 in scoring position. What a terrific stretch it's been for JJ. That ball was hit very hard. Paniagua turned to that curveball again, but Johnson turned on it. Corner infielders in, but nobody out for Omar Hernandez. He'll chop the first pitch foul to the left side. Page will let Brooks Conrad grab it in the third base coach's box. And the former big league infielder hops it off the dugout into the first row of seating. Hernandez batting just under .300 against Peoria this year. He takes an 0-1 fastball at the knees for strike two. Well, entering tonight, Hernandez 6 for his last 13 with 2 doubles. His 2-hit game on Tuesday marked his first career high A multi-hit game. His first since last July when he was with Single A Columbia. The 0-2 pitch popped off the hands, foul behind home. Bernal takes a look at it, but it lands in the seats, foul. Omar is 22 years old from La Habana, Cuba, but resides in Spain during the offseason. He's been in the Royals system since all the way back in 2018 and had spent parts of 4 seasons with the Fireflies before finally getting a chance to play here in the Midwest League. Another 0-2 from Paniagua, and another foul ball set behind home off the window just to the right of me. Count holds at no balls and 2 strikes. Quad Cities leads Peoria 2-1 in the top of the fourth. They already have 6 hits in the game. Paniagua gave up 6 hits in 5 innings last week against the Cubs. Another 0-2 delivery coming home. Check swing roller, foul down the stairs of the first base dugout. This year, Paniagua's giving up 6.8 hits per 9 innings. He has a 1.21 whip. Here's the 0-2. Curveball laced down the left field line, fair and into the corner. Both runners will score. Hernandez motors to second base with a 2-run double. Quad Cities tacks on 2 more. It's 4-1 River Bandits. That's the 3rd double in the last 15 at-bats for Omar Hernandez. 5 of his season's 6 have come against Peoria. 3 straight hits for the Bandits to start this 4th inning. They now lead 4-1. And with Hernandez standing at second base, Gene Ramirez strides in, looking to get involved with the parade. Another right on left matchup. Ramirez struck out his first time up. Now bunts one towards third. Page was playing in. He's right there to field it. He tosses to first for the out. And up to third on the sacrifice goes Omar Hernandez. Gene Ramirez had a bunt single yesterday. Tonight, he moves Hernandez up to third and will allow Davies Nadal with one out to try to bring home the Bandits' fifth run of the ball game. Nadal struck out looking against Paniagua his first time up. Chiefs squeezing him with the infield in. First pitch in the dirt. Good block by Bernal. Ball one. Paniagua has been so good at home this season. He is rarely giving up hits and runs at the rate he is tonight. In fact, he's not given up more than three runs at home this season before tonight. As the 1-0 pitch goes back to the backstop, it's behind Nadal, and in to score without a play is Hernandez. It's a 5-1 lead for the River Bandits. Well, that's one way to take advantage of the sacrifice bunt. You get a man to third, and yeah, it puts some more pressure on the catcher. And now Patrick Anderson is out of the first base dugout wanting to talk with Spencer Kim. Does he think that Nadal got in the way there? Perhaps it hit him? Nadal just standing on the side of things, his left hand on his hip, while he uses his bat to poke holes in the dirt. Not exactly sure what PA is arguing here, but Spencer Kim eventually puts his hand up and says, I'm not going to talk anymore. So the Chiefs skipper begrudgingly goes back towards the bench, and back to the plate goes Davies Nadal in a 2-0 count. Paniagua back in the windup, deals home, and the fastball finds the low outside corner for strike one. Quad Cities with five runs on seven hits. We're only in the top of the fourth inning. 2-1 coming home. In the air towards right field. Cho sprinting in, reaches down, and makes a waist-high catch. Nadal is retired for the second out. Nice snag by the right fielder. I think Nadal got jammed just a touch. Had he been able to get the barrel around it a bit more, perhaps that's off the wall or over the wall, but the out's recorded, and up comes Dustin Dickerson, the Bandits' leadoff man, stepping up for already the third time in not even four full innings. He will use a batter timeout before seeing a pitch. He wants to do some landscaping in the batter's box. Now he taps the bat across home and is ready to go. Right on right, Paniagua's pitch is cut on and missed. A curveball for strike one. Dickerson is already two for two. He singled and came in to score on Niven's first inning homer. Then he came to the plate in the third, singled with one out, stole second base, but was left stranded. Paniagua's 0-1. Fastball just off the plate outside. Ball one. So Dickerson, with his 14th extra base hit of the game, or extra base hit game this year, 1-1. Outside, it's 2-1. Correction, Dustin Dickerson with his 14th multi-hit game this year. There we go. Trying to make it already a three-hit performance. He's in the right count to do so. 2-1, chopped back up the middle. Richardson at second, fields backhand, sets his feet, throws to first, and gets Dusty by a half step to end the inning. Quad Cities brings six batters to the plate in the fourth. They score three runs on a two-run Omar Hernandez double and a wild pitch. 5-1 QC. We go to the home half of the fourth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Cities took a 2-0 lead in the first inning, and after Peoria scores one in the second, the Bandits jump in front by four. The three-run top of the fourth inning. Italiano wild pitch and a two-run double for Omar Hernandez has got the job done thus far. And back to work goes the QC starter, Henry Williams, who will get 3, 4, and 5 in Peoria's order. First pitch goes to Leonardo Bernal and is right down the pipe for strike one. Bernal, Page, and Richardson two up. Chiefs catcher is a switch hitter, batting left-handed. 0-1. High and away, 1-1. He bounced out to first, his first time up. Had the day off yesterday. 1-1. Curveball missed away, 2-1. He's been one of the better hitters in the league this season, especially amongst catchers, batting 272 with 9 homers and 44 driven in. The 2-1 pitch is driven towards straightaway center. Rockford's on the move back, but will make the catch in left center field, ranging towards the track for the first down. Chiefs have had a couple of deep fly balls to center field tonight, but both have been hauled in by Rockford for outs. And it brings up Trey Page with one away and the base is clear. Right on left, first pitch. Fastball on the low outside corner for a called strike. Trey Page at the plate, Trey Richardson on deck. The 0-1. Called strike at the knees, nothing in two. Page takes off his helmet, wipes his brow, and now steps out to take a practice cut. Page spells his first name T-R-E-Y. Richardson just drops the Y, simply T-R-E. Page back in the box. 0-2 from Williams. Low and inside on the fastball, 1-2. Williams gave up his only run of the game on a Juan Bincho RBI single in the second. Since then, he's retired 5 straight. 1-2. Fastball in the dirt. Evens the count at 2-2. There is already some action down in the Peoria bullpen. Right-hander Benjamin Arias is starting to warm up as Paniagua's already thrown 87 pitches in 4 innings of work. 2-2. Just low. Good pitch from Williams, but a better take by Trey Page. And plate discipline is one of his things. He led Palm Beach with 41 walks before he was called up a few days ago. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Williams drops one off the low outside corner. It's his third strikeout of the game, and there are two down in the home half of the fourth. Well, Henry is not a big-time strikeout guy this season, and throughout his career, he averages around 8.5 strikeouts per 9 innings, but he struck out a career-high 8 last week against the Colonels. First pitch to Trey Richardson is a strike on the low outside corner. He had 22 in 19 and a third July innings. The 0-1. In the dirt, bounces off of Hernandez and towards the Bandits dugout. 1-1. Richardson reached on a fielder's choice back in the second and stole second base, but never moved off of second as the inning ended. Here's the 1-1. Swing and a miss. Williams slowed it down. Richardson got out in front, and it's 1-2. Henry trying to complete his third perfect inning in four total frames today. Faced just two over the minimum in the second. He's got a sign from Hernandez. The 1-2 pitch. Got him looking. Strike three on the low outside corner. Two more strikeouts for Henry Williams. He's got himself a third scoreless frame. And we move to the fifth. Bandits in front, 5-1. Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931. But it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Bandits back to the plate to start the fifth inning at Dozier Park. Spencer Nivens leads it off against the newly entered Benjamin Arias. First pitch he throws hits Nivens on the right leg. Right off the quad and then over towards the Bandits dugout. Nivens hit a two-run homer in the first inning. Flew out center in the third. And after just one pitch here in the fifth, he's on base again. It's already the second hit batsman for Quad City's lineup. Carson Rockeford, who steps in now, was hit by Paniagua in the third. Man on, no one out. Third baseman cheats in. Arias' pitch, again inside. That one not nearly as dangerous, but still ball one. He takes over for Paniagua, who went four innings and gave up five earned runs on seven hits, no walks, and seven strikeouts. Here's the 1-0 offering. Called strike on the low inside corner. 1-1. The last time Paniagua gave up more than three runs in a start at home was all the way back in 2023. He hadn't given up even four at home before tonight. Bandits have tagged him for five. 1-1. Up and away. Two balls, one strike. For Arias, well, tonight marks his third career appearance in High A, his second this season. Made one outing for Peoria last year. Right-hander sets just above the belt on the third base side of the rubber. 2-1 pitch is fouled off the catcher Bernal, who hops up, trying to walk it off. Count 2-2 on Rock. Spent most of this year in single-A Palm Beach, working exclusively out of the bullpen. Big-time strike thrower. He went 6-1 with a 3.21 ERA in 20 appearances. He walked just 9 batters in 47 and two-thirds innings while striking out 49. It's a strikeout-to-walk ratio of around 5.5. 2-2 pitch. Rock pulls it foul off the first base dugout, and the count holds. Quad Cities leads 5-1 in the top of the fifth inning. Spencer Nivens launched a two-run homer in the first. The Bandits in the fourth scored a run on a wild pitch and two on an Omar Hernandez double. His fifth in his season's sixth against Peoria. Nivens has a lead at first, held on by Salazar, but it's a short one. Arias looks his way. And now the 2-2 to Rockefort is yanked on the ground to the right side, over the diving glove of Richardson into right field. Nivens wants to go first to third. The throw from Cho is well late. And Quad Cities now with two men on and nobody out. They've got back-to-back runners on for the second straight inning. Nivens was thinking third base the whole way there. Cho never really had a realistic shot at him, but he fired nonetheless. And for Rockefort, that's great to see. It snaps an 0-for-14 skid. He's going to get credit for an infield single and wait for Trevor Werner to try to bring him home. Right on right, Arias already in some hot water. He looks over to third base. The pitch, swing and a miss. Good slider, fell off the table for strike one. Now things will be cooling down a little bit now here at Dozer Park. The sun no longer visible. It's behind some clouds and setting over the third base side. Lights are on. Very little breeze still. Here's the 0-1. Low and outside. One ball, one strike. And with the setting sun, some puffy orange and purple clouds all the way around the outfield wall. Here's the 1-1 to Trevor Werner. Swing and a miss. Another good slider, and it's 1-2. Arias is a tall glass of water out there. 6'5", 190 pounds. He's the tallest listed player on the Chiefs roster. Signed as an international free agent with the Cardinals in 2019 out of San Cristobal and the DR. 1-2. Another slider. Werner gets a piece of it and fouls it off the window just to my right. Made his professional career, or rather his professional debut, back in 2019 when he was just 17 years old, playing in the Dominican Summer League. Made his stateside debut in the FCL in 2022. Another 1-2 pitch to Werner. Trevor takes high. Good leave on the fastball, and it's 2-2. He's got the cleanup duties for Quad Cities today, batting there for the 41st time this year. It's one shy of Brett Squire's team high mark. Werner's 1-for-2 with a single and a strikeout. Men at first and third, no one out. Another 2-2 pitch from Arias. Line drive, left center field, it's going to get down. Nivens walks home. Rockefort goes first to third base, the throw to second, and Werner slides in there safely. RBI double, Trevor Werner, 6-1 lead, Quad Cities. Quad Cities starting this fifth inning, just as they did the fourth, with a run and three straight base runners. Trevor records his 12th double of the season and also picks up his 36th RBI. Men are at second and third, but still nobody out. And now Shervin Newton batting. Swinging left-handed, he chops one foul to the right side for strike one. As you may have guessed, Peoria does have the infield in, protecting against even more men in scoring position. Quad Cities 2-for-3 with runners at second and or third tonight. Arias delivers the 0-1. In the dirt, blocked by Bernal. He looks back, Rockefort at second base. Arias made his first appearance of the year for Peoria back on the 26th. Worked two innings out of the bullpen, gave up four runs on four hits with two walks and three strikeouts. He's been struggling over this last month. 1-1 pitch to Newton. A high strike on the inner half. And it's 1-2 on Shervin. He wears number 11. Number given up by Carter Jensen, who wore it for the last two seasons. He was called up to double in Northwest Arkansas during the All-Star break. 1-2 pitch. Shanked foul over the Bandits bullpen and out of play towards the street. Arias finished off his single-A portion of this year. Back on July 19th, gave up four runs and two innings against Daytona, then gave up four runs and two innings for Peoria. 1-2, yanked past the diving Salazar into right field. Rockeford scores, Werner gets a stop sign at third, and Newton is safe at first base with an RBI single. Quad Cities has a 7-1 lead and already 10 hits in the hit column. It's a 2-for-3 start for Shervin Newton. He already has 6 RBIs through 8 games as a River Bandit this year. And after 4 straight men have reached, Peoria's going to take a pause for a mound visit. Edwin Mourinho out of that first base dugout, walking towards the hill. Well, this has been just an ideal start to the month for Quad Cities bats. Already 7 runs on 10 hits, and everybody is getting involved in some way, shape, or form. Dustin Dickerson and Shervin Newton and Trevor Werner have all already secured multi-hit efforts. Even though the Bandits aren't exactly slugging their way to success, they've kept the carousel going. Perhaps even more impressively, they've not walked today. The only free passes they've gotten, 2 hit by pitches. Edwin Mourinho back in that first base dugout. And up to the dish, Justin Johnson with men at the corners and still nobody out. Right on right, first pitch. Chopped foul to the left side for strike one. Nivens was hit by Arias' very first pitch tonight. And maybe that kind of threw Benjamin off his game. Since then, he's given up single, RBI double, RBI single. Here's the 0-1. Down and away. 1-1. Bandits have 1 homer in the game and 3 doubles to go along with 6 singles. Johnson has one of the 2 baggers, picked up his 13th of the season in the 4th, and eventually came around to score. The 1-1. High fly ball deep to left field. Aya DeCernia is back at the wall. He looks up. It is gone. It's the first professional home run for Justin Johnson. And Quad Cities has put up a 10 spot not even halfway through the ball game. 10-1 River Bandits. Justin Johnson is red hot. They were joking around at batting practice, saying that JJ's first home run was going to be an inside the parker. Not the case. This was a towering fly ball to left field. His first one in a Bandits uniform and his first time since going pro. QC is firing on all cylinders tonight. Now Omar Hernandez steps in and he powers one towards the left field corner. Aya DeCernia, though, has room and makes the catch a step in front of the warning track. Arias, I'm sure, thrilled to see that first out on the board, but maybe not exactly in that fashion. Justin Johnson with homer number 1. His RBI count now to an even 20 on the season. Here's Gene Ramirez with the bases clear and 1 out. First pitch. Low for 1. He is the 7th hitter of the inning for Quad Cities. 1 of 2 hitters. Not to record a hit. He and the man on deck, Davies Nadal, have yet to reach. 1-0. Line drive towards second base. Snagged at the knees by Richardson. A good cut from Ramirez, but it's out number 2. So now here's Davies Nadal trying to break into that hit column. Davies put a decent swing on one in the 4th inning, but was a bit late. Flew out to right field. Struck out looking against Paniagua in the 3rd. right on left. Arias back to work. Here's his first pitch. Fastball on the high outside corner for strike one. Quad City's up 10-1 in the top of the fifth inning. 10 runs on 11 hits. Arias slowly comes home again and missed away. One ball, one strike. Davies, only 5'9", 155 pounds listed, but he does have two home runs on the season. Here's the pitch. Flied in the air towards the Bandits bullpen, racing over Aya Desernia. Page there as well, but it's the left fielder who loses his cap and calls off the Chiefs infield to end the inning. The Bandits, though, bring eight guys to the plate in the fifth, score five runs, and extend their advantage to 10-1. Second half of the ball game coming up next, bottom of five on the River Bandits Baseball Network. There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodmen Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodmen Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodmen Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
The cushion for Henry Williams has only grown bigger. Right-hander starts off the bottom of the fifth against Kate Kretschmar and throws in a called strike one. He's now pitching with a 10-1 Quad Cities lead. 0-1, swing and a miss. Chased down and away at strike two. Chiefs have 6, 7, and 8 due up. Kretschmar, Cho, and Salazar. Bandits have scored 8 runs over their last two innings. 0-2 pitch. Wave and a miss. A strikeout on the curveball. Williams has now fanned 3 in a row and 5 in the ball game. One down to start the home half of the fifth inning. Well, while the Bandits' bats have tagged Peoria pitching for 10 runs on 11 hits, including 2 homers, Williams has been out here just stealing. 4 1/3 innings, 1 run, 2 hits, no walks, and 5 punchies. Here's Juan Pinchot. Called strike on the low outside corner. Cho is responsible for Peoria's lone run with a 2-out RBI single back in the second. The pitch. Here's a liner towards right center over leaping Johnson into the grass. Juan Bin Cho snaps a string of 8 straight Chiefs retired and puts the man on with 1 out for John Frank Salazar. For Quad Cities, the 2 homers belonging to Spencer Nivens. His 2-run shot came in the first and marked his 6th of the season. The second homer, a 3-run blast from Justin Johnson in the last half frame. His first as a professional. First pitch, Salazar takes in the dirt. Picking it up, Hernandez. He looks back, Cho, and it's ball one. That is Johnson's first home run in 101 minor league games. For tonight, his last blast was one of 16, which he hit for Wake Forest back in 2023 before he was drafted. 1-0. Sent foul towards the concourse on the right side. It pings up off a light pole and then shoots down in the berm where a huge group of kids go diving for it like it's a fumble at the 5-yard line. Time called. Salazar's going to step out and inspect his athletic goggles. He's going to wipe them off. Looks like he had something on there. Equipment pause for number 16. Now he steps back in. Joe over at first. Williams in the stretch. About to deal his 61st pitch of the ball game. 1-1. Wave and a miss. Salazar fished low. 1-2. And Williams is getting a ton of chases tonight. A guy who, as I mentioned earlier, is okay pitching to contact, but he's whiffed more than a couple today. 1-2. Bouncer to short. Dusty's got it. Flip to JJ. On to first. It's a double play. Number 80 on the season for Quad Cities. Henry Williams faces the minimum in a scoreless fifth. He's allowed just one run, and the Bandits have scored 10. We go to the sixth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Been all River Bandits on this Thursday evening in Peoria. Quad Cities leads the Chiefs 10-1 as we fire up the top of the sixth. Kyle Kirchival joining you on the River Bandits Baseball Network. Thrilled to have you along with us tonight. Bandits will send the top third of the order to the plate for already the fourth time tonight. Right-hander Benjamin Arias returns to the hill for the Chiefs, going right on right against Dustin Dickerson. First pitch of the inning. Called strike, breaking ball on the inner half. Dusty's done a really solid job setting the table in the one spot. 2-for-3 with a couple of singles and a stolen base tonight. Arias delivers the 0-1. High and away, 1-1. Benjamin came in for relief of Chiefs starter Inohan Paniagua. Came in for the fifth inning, gave up 5 runs on 4 hits, plus a couple of hit batsmen. 1-1. Fouled off the catcher, Bernal. Slider on the inner half that Dickerson got a piece of. It's 1-2. In terms of the pitching for Quad Cities, well, it's been Henry Williams through 5 innings. He's been terrific. He's allowed 1 run on 3 hits with no walks and 5 Ks. He's thrown 41 of his 62 pitches for a strike. Arias delivers the 1-2 to Dickerson. And the shortstop is called out on strikes. The slider finds the low outside corner. Dusty retired for just the second time this evening. First strikeout for Arias is the first out in the sixth. So even though Williams' pitch count is not very high, Quad Cities does have a man warming up in the bullpen. And it's the lefty, number 16, Oscar Rayo. 1 out, nobody on for Spencer Nivens, tonight's DH. First pitch, it's fouled into Bernal's glove for strike 1. Feels like one of the few times tonight where Bernal's been able to squeeze one of those tips as opposed to having to wear one in the chest protector or even the mask. 1-1 sails in. And Niven swings over top of a breaking ball. It's 0-2. Niven's will use a pause to adjust his batting gloves. Ryo is almost always working in the role that he is set to assume once again tonight. Arias is 0-2. Change up just down and away. Good pitch, but a better take by Nivens. It's one of those situations where maybe if this is a major league game, Brooks Conrad keeps Williams in, but Ryo needs to make a piggyback start tonight. Now the 1-2. Swing and a miss. Got him chasing in the dirt. Strike three. Really good slider from Arias. Sets down Nivens. Spencer now 1-for-3 in the game with that two-run homer. And up comes Carson Rockefort, who's 1-for-2 with a single. What a luxury, though, for Quad Cities. You get a great start from Williams, and then there's a guy with a almost sub-2 ERA in the bullpen, ready to pitch the next half of the game if need be. First pitch to Rockefort is swung at, but whiffed on for strike one. Again, Arias dropping that slider off the low outside corner. He deals in again, and Rock chops it foul into the first base dugout. Couple of Chiefs taking cover in there. Bandits lead Peoria here in the bottom of the sixth, or rather in the top of the sixth, 10-1. They're out hitting Peoria 11-3. It's been a terrific night for QC's lineup. Arias back into the windup. 8 seconds on the pitch clock. His 0-2. Wave and a miss. Arias strikes out the side in the top of the sixth. Dickerson, Nivens, Rockefort all down via the K. Now Oscar Ryo ready to take over in the bottom half. 10-1 Quad Cities on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Did their thing. Henry Williams did his. Quad City starter goes 5 innings, gives up just 1 run, 3 hits, no walks, and 5 strikeouts. He now hands the reins to Oscar Ryo, who pitches the top of the seventh, or rather the bottom of the sixth, I beg your pardon. First pitch goes to Alexei Desernia and misses for ball one. 9-1-2 due up for Peoria as Alex pops one foul over the left side. 1-1. Ryo, as I was alluding to earlier, has had just a terrific season. He is 3-0 with a 2.01 ERA. The pitch. Fastball at the knees for a called strike two. In the month of July, he gave up just 2 runs in 11 innings with 11 strikeouts and 2 walks. His whip on the year is 1.08. The pitch. Slider down and away. 2-2 on Aya Desernia. Left-handed hitter struck out looking against Williams in the third inning. One of the starters 5 on the night. 2-2. Line drive, right center field, racing over Ramirez. He won't get there. It's a leadoff single for Iadesurnia, who takes a big turn around first base, but holds up with 90 feet. That is the fourth hit of the game for Peoria. And it brings up Brody Moore. Chiefs leadoff hitter, 0 for 2 with a bouncer to short and a fly ball to center field. Henry Williams used a double play ball to finish off his last inning. Ryo could use one of those. First pitch outside for ball one. Ryo's pitched just over 53 innings this year, 51 strikeouts to 13 walks. This is his 19th appearance of the year. The pitch, line to third, caught by Warner, throw back to first, not quite in time. Iadesurnia slides back safely. That's a frustrating out if you're Brody Moore. Turned on a pitch over towards third base, and Warner was right there to make the catch. 19th appearance of the year for Ryo. And it is his fifth against Peoria. Now left on left, he goes after Chase Davis. He leaves one down and outside for a ball. Davis is 0 for 2. A couple of crown balls to his credit tonight. The pitch. Wave and a miss. Great curveball from Ryo. That thing going 10 to 4, so to speak, as the left-handed pitcher gets vertical and horizontal movement on the pitch. 1-1. That one was left down and away. 2-1. Ryo is the only Nicaraguan player on the team, a native of the country's capital city, Managua. 6'1", 180 pounds, is 2-1. Down and away, 3 balls, 1 strike. He is just 22 years old, and he's one of the shorter tenured Royals farmhands on the team. Didn't sign with KC until January of 2021. 3-1 pitch. Launched in the air towards right field. Ramirez looks up, and it sails onto the picnic area for a 2-run shot. First high A homer for Chase Davis, the Cardinals' number 6 prospect. Got the call up with power being a key part of his game. He had started out his high A career with 4 singles in 2 games. And after an 0-for-2 start tonight, he launches a homer over the right field wall. That is the first long ball given up by Oscar Ryo in his high A career. And just the 7th of his minor league career, which spans almost 200 innings. First pitch to Leonardo Bernal is a called strike. Chiefs catcher also stepping to the plate here in the 6th, 0-for-2. Second toss, hit towards left center, Rockeford. Ranges over into the alley and makes the catch. Bernal retired for the 2nd out. Well, that gives you an idea of the potential in Chase Davis. See, here's this guy in Oscar Ryo who rarely gives up homers. And left on left, Davis gets one over the right field wall. Now left on left versus Trey Page. Ryo pumps in a called strike. Trey is 1-for-2, single and a strikeout. 0-1, lifted foul over the berm on the left side. Since giving up the homer, Ryo has started to work extremely quickly. Almost like he's frustrated and just trying to power his way through the rest of this 6th inning. 0-2, swing and a miss. Ryo elevates the fastball. Page is down on strikes for the 2nd time. And that'll do it for Peoria in the 6th. Chiefs, though, on the board with the Chase Davis 2-run shot. They still have quite the hill to climb. We go to the 7th. It's 10-3 QC.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Chase Davis' two-run homer has brought the Chiefs to within seven, but Quad City still up 10-3, beginning the top of the seventh. 4-5-6 to hit for Brooks Conrad's lineup. Warner, Newton, and Johnson to face Benjamin Arias. First pitch missed outside for ball one. Let's use some time this inning to check out the scores from around both the Midwest League and the Kansas City Royals farm system tonight. The 1-0 offering. Missed outside for ball two. Werner is 2-for-3 with a single and an RBI double tonight. No games in the league have gone final yet, but one game was postponed due to rain. 2-0 for Arias. Called strike in the low outside corner, 2-1. The contest at Fox City Stadium between South Bend and Wisconsin was the one postponed. They'll play a doubleheader not tomorrow, but Saturday up in Appleton. The 2-1. Werner takes high and maybe inside for ball three. There's a really interesting situation to watch over at Veterans Memorial Stadium. One of the best offenses in the league is being shut out and no hit tonight. 3-1. Fastball on the outer edge for a called strike two. The Colonels are currently runless and hitless against the Great Lakes Loons, who in the top of the eighth lead 6-0. Payoff pitch to Trevor Werner. Arias deals, and Trevor takes outside for ball four. Well, he has really turned the page on his plate discipline over the last couple of weeks. That is his 10th walk over what is now a 15-game on-base streak. And once again, Quad Cities has a leadoff base runner. This time for Shervin Newton, who also has two hits and three tries. Right on left, the switch hitter takes a called strike in the low outside corner. So we'll be sure to keep tabs on the game in Cedar Rapids. Other games nearing a close finish. West Michigan and Fort Wayne at Parkview Field. They're in the bottom of the ninth. Whitecaps lead on the road 5-3. 0-1 to Shervin. Low and inside for ball one. They're going to the bottom of the eighth in Lansing. Dayton leads the Lugnuts 7-4. And a fun finish brewing at Classic Auto Group Park in Cleveland. Beloit and Lake County tied at 2 in the bottom of the ninth. Pitch clock down to 2. 1-1 is fouled off the beam on the left side down into the seating bowl. Ricochet leads to a first row souvenir. Newton with two singles, two runs scored, and an RBI as part of the fifth inning. Arias is 1-2. Missed high, two balls, two strikes. Benjamin gave up all five of those runs on four hits, including a three-run homer in the fifth, and then in the sixth came in and struck out the side. Roller coaster of a day for him. Another two-strike pitch to Newton. Outside, the count goes full. As far as the Kansas City Royals farm system goes tonight, well, two games have already finished up. Unfortunately, neither yielding a win for a Royals affiliate. Both AAA Omaha and Single A Columbia fell into the loss column tonight. 3-2 pitch. Called strike three. Newton takes a changeup on the inner half. That's the fourth strikeout for Arias in now 2 1/3 innings. And the first out of the frame keeps Warner at first and brings up Justin Johnson. He has been the story of the game so far for Quad Cities. In a contest filled with all kinds of offensive success, his perhaps the most exciting. Right-hander versus right-hander. Arias delivers, and Johnson takes a strike in the low outside corner. JJ's 2-for-3. He doubled in the fourth for his 13th of the season. And then he hit a 3-run moonshot in the fifth for his first as a River Bandit and his first in pro ball. 0-1. Down and outside for ball one. Triple A Omaha lost on the road at Rochester. Final score there 7-3. And in Fayetteville, Woodpeckers hold on for a 4-3 win over the Columbia Fireflies. Arias is 1-1. Called strike on the outer edge. 1-2. The AA squad still playing. Northwest Arkansas taking on Wichita in Kansas. Windsurge just put up a 3-spot in the fourth to take a 3-1 lead. Now going into the bottom of the fifth. Former Bandit Steven Zoback getting the start for the Naturals there. Bandit first, one out. 1-2 pitch to JJ. Popped off the end of the bat. Foul out of play behind home. We'll do it again. Zoback, of course, the Midwest League pitcher of the month in July, or in June, I beg your pardon. Didn't walk a batter in 24 innings that month and got called up to NWA. He's put together a pretty good start to his high A career there. 1-2 again. Missed up. 2-2. Zoback today has given up 3 runs for the Naturals, but they're all unearned. He's given up just 3 hits and walked 1 while striking out 5. And per usual, he's filling up the strike zone. 79 pitches, 50 strikes. The 2-2. Flared foul over the first base side. This will be at least a 7-pitch at-bat to Johnson, who's clearly seeing the ball very well. Bandit's lone run of the game, courtesy of Carter Jensen. Picked up a tally with an RBI single to score River Town, another former Bandit. 2-2. Down and away, ball three. Arias now at 57 in terms of his pitch count. Warner still at first base, not being held by Salazar. 3-2. Poke towards right. It's down for a base hit. Rolling along the chalk. Warner will stop at second, and Justin Johnson has a 3-hit ball game. He is now a triple away from the cycle. What a phenomenal at-bat for the former Demon Deacon. Fell behind 1-2. And after 5 more pitches, including a couple of foul balls, he pokes one off the end of the bat into right to put 2 men on with 1 out for Omar Hernandez. Another right-on-right matchup for Arias. His first pitch. Missed outside for ball one. Arias, this year, has only worked beyond 60 pitches twice. Hasn't done so since late June. 1-0. Pulled foul. It's down the third baseline onto the berm. Hernandez just a bit in front of a hanging breaking ball. This next pitch, though, will be the 60th. Arias obviously has had his struggles tonight, but he's bounced back well after that fifth inning. But again, in hot water in the seventh. 1-1. Down and away for ball two. Hernandez is 1-for-3. Picked up his sixth double of the season in the fourth inning. Scored both Newton and Johnson as the Bandits rattled off three straight hits against Inohan Paniagua. 2-1. Fly ball down the right field line. Slicing foul onto the other berm. 2-2 on Hernandez. Activity in the Chiefs bullpen once again. Dionis Rodriguez starting to get loose. A man with lots of high A experience under his belt. 2-1, 1-out. 2-2 pitch to Omar. Popped him up near home plate. Catcher Bernal sheds his mask, steps towards the Chiefs logo behind the plate, and makes the catch above his noggin for the second out. Now Hernandez made Arias work for that one. And it brings the right-hander to the point where Patrick Anderson feels it's time for a move. 63 pitches for Benjamin. He goes 2 2/3 and is on the hook for 5 runs, while also remaining responsible for Werner and Johnson, who are on base for Gene Ramirez. Dionis Rodriguez trots in from the first base bullpen. We will pause for the pitching change. Quad Cities with 2 on and 2 outs, leading 10-3 in the top of the 7th.
Celebrate the history of America's pastime at the National Baseball Hall of Fame and Museum in Cooperstown. See priceless treasures that will bring your baseball memories to life. Connect with events that shape and change the game and our country. And relive the careers of legends who have earned the greatest honor in sports. Our stories to tell, your memories to share. Plan your family visit today at baseballhall.org.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Quad Cities has a 10-3 lead over Peoria, and they're interested in tacking on more. Right-hander Dionis Rodriguez is out of the bullpen for Peoria, pitching with two men on and two outs, right on left against Gene Ramirez. First pitch, fouled up, and off the sweets on the left side for strike one. He takes over for Benjamin Arias, who's allowed 5 runs in 2 2/3 innings on 5 hits, a walk, and 4 strikeouts. And again, is still responsible for Werner at second and Johnson at first. Rodriguez takes a peek at second base. Now the 0-1. Awkward swing and a miss from Ramirez, who, apparently he checked his swing. Holding up on a pitch that saw him fall over in the left-handed batter's box. Spencer Kim immediately asked Connor Crowell from his opinion, and field umpire says that Gene held up. Bandits may have gotten away with one there. A 1-1 count. Rodriguez sets. And he comes home again. Foul to the screen. 1-2. Dionis is making his 81st appearance in his high A career. That goes all the way back to 2022. That season. Oh, and somebody's just been ejected. And I think it was Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs manager, who is now angrily walking out towards the hill. Well, considering the circumstances, you can understand PA's frustration tonight. His team down 10-3 in the top of the seventh. He wants his reliever to get a strike. And he's just trying to maybe instill a little bit of excitement in this Chiefs team. PA now face-to-face with Spencer Kim right behind home plate. It's a very one-sided conversation, to say the least. Connor Crowell now making his way down from behind the pitcher's mound. So presumably, Will Peterson will take the lineup card. He's one of the coaches on this Chiefs staff. And after talking over with Spencer Kim, Spencer turns away from Patrick Anderson. And now the Chiefs skipper will talk to Connor Crowell, but only for a moment. He'll make his way back into the first base dugout and get a little round of applause from the Chiefs faithful in attendance tonight. So Patrick Anderson ejected with two outs in the top of the seventh inning, presumably arguing balls and strikes. 1-2 count on Gene Ramirez. Werner and Johnson have been standing on the base paths for what feels like an eternity. The pitch. Just low. 2-2. Well, in 2022, as I was saying, Giannis made 27 appearances for the Chiefs. 25 of them were starts. He then worked about a third of his games in the starting capacity in 2023 and has been used exclusively as a reliever this year. The 2-2 pitch. Up and in. Gene leans out of the way. And even though he's changed roles, Giannis has remained very effective. In fact, he's become better now working in this exclusive role. He's made now 24 appearances this year, including tonight. He is 1-1 with a 1.69 ERA. Trying to help close the book on Benjamin Arias and end the top of the seventh. 3-2 pitch to Gene. He fouls it back to the backstop and will do it again. Werner and Johnson will make a U-turn and go back. Of course, they had a head start with the full count and two outs. Ramirez, one of two Bandits not to reach base today. He and the man on deck, Davies Nadal, hitless. Another payoff from Rodriguez. Runners go, and Gene just casually slaps it back to the screen, waiting for something he can work with. This will be at least an eight-pitch battle versus Dionis Rodriguez and the QC right fielder. 10-3 Bandits in the top of the seventh. We're just past 8:30 Central Time here at Dozer Park. Sun is almost completely set. Another payoff pitch. That's low for ball four. What an at-bat for Gene Ramirez. So now it's just the man at the plate, Davies Nadal, trying to reach tonight. And he has a bases-loaded situation he's stepping into. Quad Cities has struggled in this area this season, but yesterday, Kyle Hayes took advantage of the only Bandits bases-loaded scenario, drove in a couple of runs with a fourth-inning single to help in a 4-1 win. First pitch, Nadal takes low and away for ball one. When the bases are loaded this year, Quad Cities has hit four grand slams, but they're only hitting 224 with a 631 OPS. Rodriguez takes a deep breath. His 1-0 is fouled off Nadal's foot. Doesn't look to be in any pain, though. One ball, one strike. Werner's advanced up to third base. He started the inning with a walk. Shervin Newton struck out, and then Justin Johnson singled to end an eight-pitch at-bat. It now stands at second. After an Omar Hernandez pop-up, Dionis Rodriguez came in and walked Gene Ramirez on eight pitches. He's at first base. 1-1 to Nadal. Fouled over the press box. Out of play for strike two. Davies is hitting around 300 against the Chiefs this year, despite just a 148 average on the season. Looking for those numbers to kick in tonight. 0-for-3 with a strikeout and a couple of fly balls. Rodriguez has him against the ropes, two outs and a 1-2 count. Right-hander kicks from the stretch, fires, and it's again fouled away. Number four stays alive. There's no activity in the River Bandits bullpen. Oscar Rayo gave up a two-run homer, but completed the sixth. And will likely go at least a couple more innings today. Fifth pitch of the at-bat. Rodriguez comes home, and Nadal hits it high in the air and way gone to right field. Grand slam, Davis Nadal. Quad Cities is blasted off three times tonight, and that one most certainly the grandest. Number three on the year for Nadal. Quad Cities leads 14-3 here in the seventh. 445 feet to right field for Davis Nadal. You have got to be kidding me. Absolutely crushed. Boy, oh boy. What a night this has turned into at Dozier Park. Now here's Dustin Dickerson with the bases empty. Right on right, first pitch. Fouled into the netting for strike one. Well, that's how you end an offer. Fifth grand slam of the season for Quad Cities. Although small in stature, Nadal can swing a mighty bat. Here's the pitch. Popped in the air towards shallow center field. Shortstop Moore goes back. Richardson, the second baseman, there as well. And he's the one to reach up and make the catch to end the inning. Quad Cities, though, tacks on four more. Davis Nadal with a grand slam has put the Bandits up by 11. 14-3. We go to the bottom of the seventh on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to catch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Women Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
At Dozier Park, Quad Cities has scored a season-high 14 runs, and we go to the bottom of the seventh with the Bandits up 14-3. Oscar Rayo back to work. He pitches to Trey Richardson and misses high and in with the first offering. Second toss on the way, and it's a called strike in the low outside corner. The latest swing for the Bandits, a grand slam off the bat of Davis Nadal for his third homer of the year. 1-1, outside 2-1. He stepped to the plate as the only Bandit who had not reached base in this offensive showcase. And boy, did he make up for that. 2-1, high and away, ball three. He launches Quad City's fifth grand slam of the season, and it travels out of the ballpark 445 feet across the street in right field. 3-1. Outside for ball four. A rare walk issued by Rayo. And Trey Richardson reaches to start the bottom of the seventh inning. Now, as the Bandits' arms, you wind up in a spot tonight where it is such a low-leverage situation. You're working with an 11-run lead and sometimes it's hard to stay dialed in. Let's see if Ryo can focus back in as he pitches to Cade Kretschmar and misses high and away for a ball. Cade in his first game as a Chief this year, 0 for 2 with a couple of strikeouts, both of them at the hand of Henry Williams, the starter. 1-0. Called strike on the low outside corner. 1-1. The book officially closed now on Benjamin Arias, who was responsible for two of the runs in the Nadal Granny. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Strike two. He goes just 2 2/3 innings tonight, giving up 7 runs, all earned, on 5 hits, 1 walk, and 4 strikeouts. He threw 63 pitches, 40 for a strike, but many turned into runs. 1-2. Swing and a miss. Ryo got him chasing a breaking ball outside. Third K of the night for Kretschmar, and the second for Oscar. So a man at first, one away for Juan Bincho. It'll be another left-on-left matchup for Ryo. He has been the only consistent thorn in the side for QC. 2 for 2 with a pair of singles and an RBI. He'll offer it the first pitch and ground it weakly towards the first base dugout. As expected, Will Peterson has taken over the lineup card and the third base coaching duties for Peoria. 0-1. Called strike, base of the zone, it's 0-2. Over at first base, looks like Miguel Villarroel, who's getting the day off, is coaching that back. Catcher sets up outside. That's Hernandez giving the target. 0-2, soft grounder towards second. Charging Johnson. He's got one play at first. He fires on the run and just gets Joe for the out. Up to second base goes Richardson. Great play from Justin Johnson, who had very little time to get a quick runner. With fast hands, he puts him away 4-3. And now Gianfranco Salazar steps in. 0-2 with a couple of ground outs himself. 14-3, the lead for Quad Cities in the bottom of the seventh. They've scored their most runs in a game this year and also have their largest lead of the season. Salazar took too long to get into the batter's box, so he's going to get pegged with an automatic strike one. Advantage immediately swings to Ryo. The pitch outside, 1-1. Bandits have hit 3 home runs in the game tonight as well. It's just the second time they've done that this year and the first time since May 4th. 1-1. Popped up over the first base dugout into the seats. No, not in the seats. Right off the very end of the roof and bouncing towards the gates for strike two. You could hear the groans from all the Chiefs fans who were lined up to play it. And it truly caught the last half foot of the roof and bounced away from everybody. Ryo sets the 1-2. He got him! Swing and a miss on a slider. 3 strikeouts now in the game for Ryo. He works around the leadoff walk and puts up a 0. We go to the 8th at Dozer Park. It is 14-3 Quad Cities.
This summer, we're going from minor league baseball to major fun. Whether you're just stopping by or looking for that Grand Slam getaway, Wyndham rewards everyone. Start earning points on your next qualified by Wyndham hotel stay and redeem them for minor league baseball tickets and experiences all summer long. Not a Wyndham Rewards member? Join for free at WyndhamRewards.com. Restrictions apply. Visit WyndhamRewards.com for more details.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can band it together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag Bandit Together.
Quad Cities back to the plate for the start of the eighth inning. UC already in front of the Chiefs, 14-3, looking to add on. First pitch of the frame goes to Spencer Nivens and is taken down and in for ball one. 2-3-4 to hit for QC. Giannis Rodriguez still on the bump. He helped finish off the bottom of the seventh. 1-0. Down and inside. 2-0. Finished off the top of the seventh for Peoria, but not before issuing a walk to Gene Ramirez and then a grand slam to Davis Nadal. Nivens is 1-for-3 tonight with a homer of his own. He swings through a 2-0 fastball and falls into a 2-1 count. His home run came on one of the first few pitches of the game. After Dustin Dickerson singled on the first pitch from Inohan Paniagua, Nivens launched a two-run shot over the right field wall to give the Bandits an early lead, one they've never looked back on. 2-1 in the dirt, 3-1. Today, the Chiefs pitching staff has hit a couple of batters and issued 2 walks, but only 4 free passes to help out the Bandits. They have scored 14 runs largely under their own volition. 3-1 pitch. Drifts into the inner half for a called strike two. Bandits have 14 runs, a season high, on 13 hits. And now words being exchanged with somebody in the third base dugout. Did Spencer Kim just throw out another coach? I think he did. I think Ryan Powers just got thrown out of the ball game. Here comes Bandits skipper Brooks Conrad in from the third base coach's box. Spencer Kim has now ejected both Patrick Anderson, the Chiefs manager, and Ryan Patterson, the Bandits hitting coach. 2 ejections in the ballgame. This has become a wild Thursday night at Dozier Park. A 3-2 pitch down to Nivens. It's outside. After all that, Spencer gets his walk and will trot down to first base. So for Quad Cities, that's the 5th ejection. Make that the 6th ejection they've been a part of this year. Ryan Powers thrown out for the second time. So man at first, nobody out. Carson Rockefert the batter. 1-for-3 with a single and a hit by pitch. Right on left, first pitch is at the knees for strike one. Bandits scored 2 runs in the first, 3 in the 4th, 5 in the 5th, 4 in the 7th. It's been one of, if not their best offensive game of the season, even if you just take away the run count itself. 0-1. Swing and a miss at a breaking ball. 0-2. Just the prowess of everybody in the lineup to contribute tonight has made it a special evening. Every Bandit has reached base at least once, and you've got homers from Nivens, Johnson, and Nadal. 2 of those names you usually don't expect one from. Johnson with a 3-run shot for his first as a pro. Davis Nadal with his 3rd of the season and one that went over 440 feet to right field. 0-2 pitch. Power down the right field line, but it hooks foul behind the Chiefs' bullpen. Rockefeller chest in front. It's 0-2 still. Checking back in with the Midwest League scoreboard. A couple of games have gone final, including the battle in Cedar Rapids where the Colonels were being no hit. Another 0-2 to Rockefeller. High fly ball, shallow left field. This is slicing into foul territory. Aya Desurnia, before foul ground, reaches up and makes the catch. That one kind of hooked back in thanks to the wind blowing across the diamond. Rockefeller flies out, F7, and there's one away. And at first base now for Trevor Werner. Now the Colonels lost the game. Great Lakes wound up victorious, but the Colonels did break into the run column. And the hit column scored a tally on 2 hits in the bottom of the 9th. Loons, though, victorious 6-1 at Veterans Memorial Stadium. First pitch to Werner. That's crushed to the left field corner. Stay fair. It is down the line behind the bullpen. Nivens around second, going to third. He's in standing up, and Werner stops at first base. He's got himself a three-hit ball game. Werner got a late jump out of the box. He thought that one was clearly foul, and then when he saw it land to the right of the paint, he hightailed it down the line. Three-hit game for Trevor Werner. Men at the corners, one out for Shervin Newton. Bandits, I guess, not content with this 11-run lead. Newton is 2-for-4. Couple of singles, couple of strikeouts, couple of runs scored, plus an RBI. First pitch, down the middle for strike one. They also went final in Fort Wayne. The Tin Caps rallied to get within a run in the ninth, but West Michigan came out victorious 5-4 on the road. Rodriguez with the 0-1. Swing and a miss, 0-2. And then in Lake County, the Sky Carp and Captains went to extras. They were tied up at 2-9. Captains tied it up in the ninth but didn't score in the 10th, while the Sky Carp did. And Beloit wins 3-2 at Classic Auto Group Park. 0-2 pitch. Slapped back to the backstop. Ricochets off the fencing and back towards the Chiefs logo painted into the grass. They're also still playing over in Lansing. That game requiring extras. Dayton, though, with an 8-7 lead in the top of the 10th. They just scored their placed runner. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Newton knew it immediately. He chased high and away and instantly regrets his decision. It's the first strikeout for Rodriguez. Second out in the top of the eighth. And now up comes Justin Johnson with a chance at a little history. He is a triple away from the cycle, trying to become the first River Bandit to accomplish that feat since Nick Lofton in 2021. Right on right, first pitch. Off Rodriguez, right up the middle. Nivens will score, Johnson safe at first, and now everyone rushing out to the hill to check on the pitcher. Johnson immediately with his hands on his head, standing next to Chris Corbett on the bag. Infielders, catcher rushing over, as is the Chiefs athletic trainer. That's Peyton Eveland, who is immediately on the scene to check on Dionis Rodriguez. That hit him straight in the chest or somewhere around the shoulder area. He immediately crunched up and hit the ground. And right now is on all fours being checked on by the Chiefs athletic trainer. He is immediately, though, up on one knee and exchanging words with the coaching staff. Will Peterson out there. Edwin Moreno now walking towards the hill. Obviously, Patrick Anderson would be there had he not been thrown out an inning ago. And all of a sudden, a hush has fallen over the crowd, but just momentarily as Rodriguez is back up on his feet. Wow. Immediately walking towards the first base dugout, his glove in one hand, his hat in the other. And although we don't want to speculate, he looks to be okay, at least walking under his own power back towards the bench. That's great news. Let's hope it is as good as it looks. We'll pause for a pitching change. Chiefs have called upon a right-hander, and he will get as much time as he needs to get loose. Looks like Osvaldo Berrios is the man that will pitch, and we'll go ahead and take a quick pause here at Dozier Park. Bandits with two men on. They just scored a run on a Justin Johnson infield single. He's got a four-hit game, and the Bandits lead 15-3.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience at America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Time to bring you back to Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. Tianis Rodriguez hit with a comebacker off the bat of Justin Johnson. 106 off the bat hit Rodriguez apparently square in the chest. But after a brief moment on the ground with the athletic trainer, he and Peyton Evelyn walked off together into the first base dugout. Wonderful sight to see. Justin Johnson is going to come away with his fourth hit in his fourth RBI after that swing. He drives in Spencer Nivens to give Quad Cities a 15-3 lead. It's the highest run total for QC this year, and to this point, their largest run differential. The right-hander who's coming in to replace Rodriguez is Osvaldo Berrios. He's been terrific for Peoria this year. 1-2 with a 2.57 ERA. Tonight marks his 15th appearance of the year. He'll come on with two outs and Bandits at first and second. That's Johnson and Werner, respectively. Omar Hernandez will be the hitter. Quad City's catcher is 1-for-4 with a two-run double back in the fourth. Bandits have just been firing on every single cylinder offensively tonight. Berrios with his high red Sox working out of the stretch. First pitch on the way to Hernandez. Called strike, slider on the low outside corner. Berrios, 6'1", 218 pounds. Signed as a free agent with the Cardinals back in June. A native of Caguas in Puerto Rico. 0-1. Wave and a miss. Awkward hunt from Hernandez, who chased down and away. 0-2. Oscar Rayo is back up in Quad City's bullpen trying to warm himself back up after spending a considerable amount of the evening on the bench. 0-2, swing and a miss. Hernandez chases high and inside. That'll do it for the Bandits in the eighth. Two more runs, though. Rather, one more run for QC. Justin Johnson with an RBI single for his fourth hit and his fourth run driven in. 15-3 Bandits. We go to the bottom of the eighth on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits Baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Oscar Rayo is back to the hill for Quad Cities. He's been the only man working in relief of the starter Henry Williams tonight. Here in the bottom of the eighth, he begins against Alex Ciadicernia, who he faced to start his effort this evening. First pitch missed high and away. Second offering, also high and outside. Two balls, no strikes. Rayo's gone two innings after Williams, allowing two runs on two hits, a walk, and three strikeouts. His pitch, for a third time, high and outside, three balls, no strikes. Alex is one for two, struck out against Williams in the third, and then singled off Rayo in the sixth. He eventually came in to score on the Chase Davis homer. 3-0 pitch, right down the middle for strike one. Well, now it's a low leverage situation, even more so, and after a lengthy pause in the action, Rayo's returning to work. 3-1, inside for ball four. It's just not an ideal scenario, at least in terms of the energy and the heart rate, all that stuff. Obviously, I'm sure Rayo's thrilled to be pitching with a 15-3 lead, but he has spent a lot of time sitting on the bench. Even in the last half inning, got up into the bullpen, started to play catch just to stay loose, and now he's right back into the action. First pitch to Brody Moore is high. Ciadicernia takes second base on defensive indifference. Quad City's letting him have it in this 12-run game. Moore has been uncharacteristically quiet tonight, 0-for-3, although he did line out sharply in the sixth inning. Rayo's 1-0, fouled into the top of the netting, down into the seating bowl. Quad City has 15 runs, which is a season high, on 15 hits. They're one shy of their season high in that department. They had 16 on April 27th against the South Bend Cubs. 1-1, drilled towards the right field corner. Long run Ramirez. He races over and makes the catch. Up to third base goes Ciadicernia. One away. Good play from Cheen. He had a long ways to go. With a right-handed batter up, he had to cover even more ground, but no problem for him. Rayo now faces Chase Davis for the second time. Cardinals number six prospect blasted a two-run homer over the right field fence, his first time against him in the sixth inning. The pitch. Called strike on the high outside corner. Davis has kind of an interesting routine, so to speak, when he takes a pitch. He takes his right hand off the bat. A one. Missed outside, 1-1. And he kind of uses that right hand to indicate as to where it missed or where it was a called strike. Sometimes he points to a spot. Sometimes he waves at it, saying it was low. 1-1. Inside. And this time he pats his stomach, saying, yeah, that was in. 2-1. Not exactly sure what the story is behind that, but clearly it's been working for him in his career. 2-1 Finch. Swing and a miss. Great breaking ball from Ryo. Had him out in front for strike two. Aya Desurnia at third base, representing the Chiefs' potential fourth run. 2-2. Tapper towards second. JJ's got it. Throw cross body to first is in time, but Davis will get his third RBI of the night, bringing in Aya Desurnia from third. That makes it a 15-4 ball game. And we'll bring up Leonardo Bernal with two outs and nobody on. Leonardo, again, a guy having a quiet night for Peoria, who normally doesn't. He's 0 for 3. First pitch, wave and a miss at a changeup for strike one. Leonardo's been terrific in the month of July in particular. 0-1. Swing and a miss. More off speed, it's 0-2. The bat speaks for itself, but his ability behind the plate defensively is almost, if not more, impactful. Just a very well-rounded catcher. 0-2. Swing and a miss. Ryo took him up the ladder. Oscar's got four strikeouts out of the bullpen tonight, but he has given up three runs. Chiefs tack on a tally on an RBI groundout for Chase Davis. We go to the ninth at Dozier Park. Quad Cities comfortably ahead 15-4.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
Looking for the latest River Bandits merchandise? Stop by Rascal's Den. Located inside the ballpark behind Section 7, the River Bandits official team store has you covered from head to toe. Whether it's your favorite on-field hat, game-used merchandise, or the latest Banditos threads, you'll be dressed like a bandit in no time. Shop in-store at Modern Woodman Park or online at riverbandits.milbstore.com.
Trailing 15-4, Peoria has waved the white towel. Carlos Linares, one of the Chiefs' three catchers, is on to pitch here in the top of the ninth. First pitch to Gene Ramirez, missed outside. Now the second one is skied to right field. Shallow for Joe. He comes in and makes the catch. There's one away. Linares technically replacing Osvaldo Berrios, who came on for the final out in the top of the eighth and struck out Omar Hernandez. But having used four pitchers tonight, Chiefs coaching staff says, let's just let Carlos go. First pitch, Nadal is high and away. Dave East with really the last big blow in the game, that huge grand slam of the seventh. 1-0, lollipops in high, it's 2-0. Carlos just getting the ball back, immediately throwing it in. Technically out of the windup, the 2-0 is skied foul over the left side. He is pitching at an incredibly quick rate, just trying to get through this inning. It's been a night to remember for the Bandits' bats. Best offensive evening of the season. The pitch. Nadal cranks it towards right field. Cho back, jumping at the track. He can't make the catch. It bounces off the base of the wall. Nadal cruising into second base. He'll get there without a throw. And it's a two-hit night for Dave East. Six total bases on the grand slam. And now a one-out double. Well, they talk about stat padding in basketball with, you know, triple-doubles and all that. This is kind of an opportunity to stat pad, so to speak, in baseball when you get the position player on the hill. The pitch. Dustin Dickerson skies it towards straightaway center field. Davis camps underneath it and makes the catch. Nadal will not tag for third base. And there are two away. And it's content to play the game right now, just kind of swinging at everything. Trying to get Oscar Rayo out for the bottom of the ninth to end the ball game. Bandits have 15 runs on 16 hits. The run total is season high. The hit total matches a season high set all the way back in April. First pitch goes to Spencer Nivens, and it drifts low for a ball. Spencer has one hit, but he's reached base three times in five plate appearances, and his hit was a homer. 1-0, taken for strike one. I guess Nivens not swinging that much, and now he's laughing with the third base dugout. I think they're mad at Nivens for taking pitches right now. Linares is 1-1. Now he swings, and he fouls it over the left side. Still laughing. Come on, Spence. Trying to get number 17 on the board. The pitch. Ground ball to second base. That should end the inning. Richardson's got it. He flips to first. And Carlos Linares has himself a scoreless inning as a professional pitcher. He shares a laugh with Leonardo Bernal, his catching mate. And those two will put an arm around each other going back to the first base dugout. Now Linares will get his glove checked by Spencer Kim, the home plate umpire. Make sure he's got no sticky stuff on there. We go to the bottom of the ninth at Dozier Park. It's 15-4 Quad Cities.
Watch me now.
Listen up, baseball fans. The Bally Live app is your home for everything MILB. Download the app today and watch every single MILB game absolutely free. Chat and interact with other fans. Play daily games and win prizes. Plus, you'll get access to the MILB Zone, where you can follow your favorite MILB players and teams all season long. So step up to the plate and download the Bally Live app today.
Whether you're following your favorite Royals prospects, a lifelong River Bandits fan, or just looking for the latest rain delay update, fans can bandit together all summer long by liking the team on Facebook and following us on Twitter and Instagram. Just search for the handle at QC River Bandits or hashtag bandit together.
Oscar Rayo on for the bottom of the ninth inning, trying to put the finishing touches on what's been a great night at the ballpark for Quad Cities. The River Bandits lead the Chiefs 15-4. Carlos Linares, the Peoria catcher getting the day off, just pitched the top of the ninth inning and did so scorelessly, working around a Davis Nadal double. Now up to the plate, it's Trey Page who starts the bottom of the ninth. Left on left. First pitch is outside for ball one. Rayo's not been his usual sharp self tonight. He's given up three runs in three innings. First time he's allowed three runs since May 29th. 1-0. Down and outside, 2-0. But, of course, in the game of baseball, you have to take all the circumstances into consideration. Just a weird evening to be the long relief guy. But Rayo generally has handled it well. 2-0. Swing and a miss. Page chased a slider down and away. The cleanup hitter for Peoria is 1-for-3 with a single and a couple of strikeouts. He'll be followed by Richardson and Kretschmar. 2-1. Ground ball over to first base. It is picked up by Newton, who bobbled it initially, but then flips it off to Rayo. He wins the race to the bag for the first out. Bandits back in action for game four of this series tomorrow, likely up 2-1. It'll be a 7:05 start, 6:55 will kick off the River Bandits pregame show. Ethan Bosacker, who's gotten off to a tremendous start in his high A career, will work opposite Hansel Rincon. First pitch to Trey Richardson, missed inside. Brady Bosacker is 2-1 with a 1.76 ERA. Rincon, a top 30 prospect in the Cardinals system, is 7-5 with a 4.05. Richardson pops the second pitch foul into the seats to even the count at 1. Again, 7:05 tomorrow night for game 4 of this series. 1-1. Swing and a miss. Good changeup, and it's 1-2. Quad Cities looks like it's well on its way to what would be its 13th win of the season against Peoria. Fifth here at Dozier Park. Bandits won just 3 of 18 games against Peoria last year, but boy, have they gotten their revenge. 1-2. Slider missed low. 2 balls, 2 strikes. And one of the kind of underappreciated things about tonight is that Quad Cities only needed to use one reliever. 2-2. Skied foul over the right side. Of course, it's no surprise when Ryo piggybacks that the Bandits could go with just 2 arms on the evening, but keeping guys fresh for the weekend is huge. Another 2-2. And Richardson pokes it back to the screen. This will be at least a 7-pitch at-bat. Quad City's up in the bottom of the ninth, 15-4, out-hitting Peoria 16-5. Another 2-2. And this time, Ryo gets him on a changeup. Fifth K for the lefty, and there are 2 down in the bottom of the ninth inning. Well, that brings Oscar within a K of his season high. Struck out 6 against South Bend back on May 29th, the last time he gave up 3-plus runs. Since that outing, he had only given up runs in 2 of 10 appearances. Looks like Peoria is going to go ahead and use a pinch hitter here. Cade Kretschmar was 0-for-3 with 3 strikeouts. So here's Michael Curiale. He'll take a hack at the first pitch and come up empty. He's normally a guy that the Chiefs were playing every day when the Bandits were last here at Dozier Park. 0-1, skied towards deep right field. It sends Ramirez back onto the track at the wall, and it's going to get out of here. Michael Curiale goes to the opposite field for a pinch hit homer. 7th of the year for Curiale, who sprints around the bases right back into the dugout. That is the 2nd home run Ryo's given up tonight, and he had not allowed a single homer through his first almost 54 innings this year. So now it's a 15-5 game as Juan Bincho steps to the plate and takes strike 1. So this will, assuming it remains a 10-run game, match the Bandits' largest margin of victory this year as opposed to being a new high. 0-1. Slider called strike on the outer edge. Nothing in 2. Joe will use a timeout. Bandits tonight looking to win by 10 for the first time since July 21st when the Bandits beat the Cubs at their place. 0-2. Called strike 3. That's your ball game. What a night at Dozier Park for Quad Cities. The Bandits rout the Chiefs 15-5 and take a 2-1 lead in this 6-game series. The River Bandits post-game show is coming up next. Stick with us on the River Bandits Baseball Network.
Modern Woodman Park has hosted baseball since 1931, but it's not just home to the River Bandits. It's the perfect location for your next event. From incredible views to a dedicated full-time staff, wow your guests with an unforgettable experience in America's best minor league ballpark. For more information on weddings, corporate events, and everything in between, call 563-324-3000 or visit special events at modernwoodmanpark.com. Modern Woodman Park, where your event comes to play.
Summer is here and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
There's no better way to watch the River Bandits than from one of Modern Woodman Park's five unique group areas. Whether you're celebrating a birthday, throwing a company picnic, or just taking the whole family out for a ball game, the River Bandits have the perfect spot for your team. To learn more about pricing, availability, and food and beverage options, visit riverbandits.com or call 563-324-3000.
Summer is here, and River Bandits baseball is back at the best minor league ballpark in America. Join the 12-time league champs at Modern Woodman Park for a full season of giveaways, fireworks, top prospects, and endless family-friendly fun. To check out this year's promotional schedule and all the daily deals, stop by the Modern Woodman Park box office or visit riverbandits.com.
For the final time this evening, we welcome you back to Dozer Park in downtown Peoria. And what an evening it was for the Quad Cities River Bandits. Kyle Kirchville with you for tonight's post-game show. The Bandits win by 10. They defeat Peoria 15-5 and led as early as the second batter of the ball game and never looked back. The Bandits with 15 runs on 16 hits tonight. They did not commit an error, and they went 6-for-12 with runners in scoring position, stranding just 5 base runners along the base paths. For Peoria, 5 runs, 6 hits, no errors. They go 1-for-5 with men in scoring position and strand 2. The winning pitcher, winning a game for the third time this season, it's the right-hander Henry Williams. The Bandits starter's really good outing got lost in the craziness of the offense tonight. Williams went 5 strong innings, allowing just 1 run on 3 hits with no walks and 5 strikeouts. The losing pitcher, Peoria's starter, Enohan Paniagua, he goes 4 innings, giving up 5 runs on 7 hits, no walks, and 7 Ks. Paniagua had not given up more than 3 runs in a home start this year before tonight. He'd entered the ballgame with a 1.70 ERA at home, and boy, did Quad Cities get to him. A save is credited out of the bullpen to Oscar Rayo. He picks up his second of the year, pitching the final 4 frames for Quad Cities. And even though he gets a save, he gives up the most runs he has in a game this year. 4 on 3 hits with 2 walks and 6 strikeouts. But as I mentioned, you kind of had to consider all the elements in today's game. In terms of the long waits on the bench, we had an injury timeout, just kind of a weird situation and a strange game to be the piggyback starter. But Rayo got the final 12 outs of the ball game. That's what was most important. The offense carried the way tonight. Final time of the ball game, 2 hours and 44 minutes with 2,259 through the gates here at Dozer Park. 8 of the River Bandits' 9 hitters recorded hits tonight. Every single one of them reached base at least once. There were four, make that five multi-hit performances, four multi-RBI performances, and two batters had four RBI performances. Justin Johnson finishes a triple shy of the cycle, going 4-for-5 with a home run, a double, and two singles to go with four ribbies. Davis Nadal, 2-for-5 with four home runs on a grand slam, a 445-foot shot over the right field fence for his third home run of the season. It was majestic, let me tell you. Home runs also hit by Spencer Nivens, a two-run shot for him in the first, marks his sixth of the year. As far as the Midwest League scoreboard goes, there is still action happening in Lansing. Boy, they've gone into 11 innings at Jackson Field, and things have gotten crazy. They're in the bottom of the 11th. Dayton just scored five in the top half of the inning to take a 13-9 lead. There have been 30 hits in that ball game, and Dayton has 20 of them. So still action going on at Jackson Field if you want to tune in for the conclusion there. Dayton's got two outs on the lug nuts in the bottom of the 11th, up by four. It looks like they're going to lock it down. Extra innings were also played in Lake County, but Beloit gets a win on the road against the Captains. They score the only run in the 10th to come out victorious 3-2. Fort Wayne almost pushed the game to extras at Parkview Field. The Tin Caps scored a run in the bottom of the 9th inning, but West Michigan held on for a 5-4 road victory. Cedar Rapids was being no-hit and shut out going into the bottom of the 9th. They did score in that frame, but Great Lakes won the game 6-1. And as we mentioned earlier, South Bend and Wisconsin were rained out at Fox City Stadium. They will play a doubleheader not tomorrow, but Saturday over in Appleton. As far as the Kansas City Royals farm system goes, there is still action happening at the AA level. The Naturals are going into the 6th. Wind Surge, though, lead 3-1 in Kansas. The Single-A Columbia Fireflies on the road in Fayetteville today. Fireflies took a 2-0 lead into the bottom of the 4th inning, but Woodpeckers came away with the win 4-3. And in Rochester, Triple-A Omaha fell to the Red Wings 7-3 up in New York. Bandits will be back in action for Game 4 of this series tomorrow night, a 7:05 first pitch. 6:55 is the start of your River Bandits pregame show. Two very skilled right-handers will battle it out. For the Bandits, it's Ethan Bosacker, who's been terrific since getting the call up from Columbia. He is 2-1 with a 1.76 ERA. He'll be opposed by one of the Cardinals' top 30 prospects, Hansel Rincon, who is 7-5 with a 4.05 ERA. Again, 7:05, the first pitch time, 6:55, the start of your River Bandits pregame show. Quad Cities' win tonight improves them to 46-52 on the season, 16-17 in the second half, and 24-27 on the road as winners of back-to-back ball games. For Peoria, they will drop to 42-56. They are now also 16-17 in the second half and 18-27 here at home, losers of back-to-back ball games. Tonight, Quad Cities takes a huge victory, 15-5 the final. They now have a 2-1 lead in this 6-game series. We'll be back with you Friday night here at Dozer Park. My name's Kyle Kercheval. Wherever you tuned in from, thanks so much for being here, and we hope to catch you tomorrow here in downtown Peoria. Until then, have a safe and wonderful rest of your evening. Good night from Dozer Park.